De T-Mobile.
Alpha Charlie Delta Golf, listening via Crystal Mountain repeater. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Mr. Jim, how are things this morning?
Well, I heard you talking about those Intel NUX or equivalents. I've got another one of those B-Link Windows boxes, fanless boxes, if you have any use for it.
APRS squash, just say that all again.
All right, I'll start with, you were talking about the Intel NUX or the equivalent box that I gave you, maybe?
Yeah, it's been a really nice APRS box.
Well, I've got another one. It's a little bit faster processor, but it's the limitation is it's the same, I think, 128 gig hard drive or solid state drive. If you want it, I've got another one of those. It's called a B-Link.
B-Link, yeah, those are cool. Yeah, if you don't have any use for it, sure, I'll put it to you. So I don't use the internal drive on them, except for just to boot off of. I've got 2.5 gig networking in my apartment, so and I put a USB to 2.5 gig Ethernet adapter on it. So I just put all of my programs that are on a NAS, and I just run everything from the NAS.
Okay, well, it's essentially the same, you know, little box, B-Link box. It's just like the one that I gave you, except, like I said, I think it's one speed faster on the microprocessor, but that's irrelevant.
The last one was fast enough to do pretty much anything I needed it to do. I wasn't asking it a whole lot.
Okay, well, sometime when you're traveling, you might end up getting another gift if we meet again.
I'm sure I'll make travels up that way again at some point. It's inevitable.
Hey, sounds good. Well, what's your drive? It's ADG, listening here.
Have a good one, Mr. Jim. It's good to hear you. Any DMH mobile.
Any WGL, you want to know?
I didn't quite catch the call. Go again. Any DMH mobile.
This is Nolan.
You were dropping out quite a bit. Sounds like you were over-modulating and it was making the receiver drop out.
Okay, well then I'll have to back off this microphone here. I don't understand. Is this a simplex frequency or what?
It's possible. Let me pull up the dash. Oh yeah, you're coming in on Mike W8ETC's he's got a Simplex All-Star node that's connected to the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, so you're talking in on Simplex. I don't know what frequency he's got it on, but you're coming out a dozen or so repeaters right now.
Well, it's telling me I'm on 147.5125. Huh. And where is he located?
I think he's down near Royal Oak.
Okay, I'm in Detroit, so okay. I didn't even know. That's kind of strange. Okay.
It's the wonders of radio.
So where are you located?
I am on Elba Highway, heading towards Gaylord right now. My final destination actually is Antioch, Michigan, which is closer to the tip of the mitt, but north of, kind of like in between Gaylord and Mansalona right now.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's great. Yes, indeed. Yeah. I got to learn more about it. Do they have any other simplex frequencies like this around in the area?
I'm not from there, so I have no idea. As far as I'm aware, that's the only one.
Roger, roger. Okay. Well, y'all have nets on this frequency too?
Yep. Yeah. There's a net on Monday nights at noon. There's two nets back to back at 8 o'clock. And that's a net on Wednesday at 8:30.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Well, thanks for coming back. I'm gonna have to kind of program this into my radio here. So. You have a good day. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All right, sounds good, 7-3. Enjoy the day. NATMH Mobile. NATMH Mobile, Gaylord. NATMH Mobile. KFADNS. KFADNS, Mobile Akiak. Hey, good morning, Drake. KFADNS.
Hey, morning, Bentley. Had a quick service call and off to Petoskey I go now.
Well, hopefully your contractor shows up today.
Yeah, right.
Hey, just want to say thanks for turning me onto that net last night. I was able to fire up my gear and get that message that was transmitted through. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, we do it every Monday. So, and then after that's the mesh net, which is just a whole social thing.
Yeah, I didn't stick around for that, but yeah, I wanted to try my tablet and my radio. See if I could receive the message, and came through just fine, so I was happy to be able to do that.
Yeah, I don't know why, there was a bunch of local guys that weren't able to copy it, and they were like, oh, it dropped out, and I was kind of confused by that, because it was fine for me, and I copied it over the network and locally through the repeater, so...
Yeah, I just had my tablet connected up to my little 5-watt HT on receive, and it came through just fine. So, yeah, again, I don't know what anybody else's issues were. It blasted right through for me. I do know that you got to really be sensitive on the squelch setting on that app if you're running it on the Android tablet.
Yeah, you got to make sure it's not set too low, because then you just start decoding random garbage. And if it's set too high, then you just get nothing.
Yeah, and that line is very fine between the two, that's for sure.
I'm behind somebody doing 15 miles per hour. This is fun.
All right, man, well, I'll let you go. Enjoy the scenery there between Akiak and what's the next town up? Starts with an O. Anyway, have fun, and I will catch you later. KFADNS.
I'd be thinking of Ottawa. I'm not that far east, but I'm taking 68 all the way back, so there you go. All right, we'll catch you later, Bentley. NATMH Mobile. NATMH Mobile.
Something's wrong with the repeater here.
No, it's not the repeater, it's somebody having fun.
Okay.
Thanks, Mobile.
KV7OLD, about entering. KV7OLD, listing.
I believe you said KV7. Get the rest. This is KVWC.
That was Kilo Bravo 7, Oscar Lima Delta. You kind of broke up at the end of your transmission.
Okay. Well, I'll try it again. Name here, Pete, Mobile Delta of Traffic City Aways, K8WQK, Kilo 8 Whiskey Quebec Kilo is the call. And good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Enjoying this white stuff?
Well, I don't mind it. Yeah, and with a little luck, one of the worst of winter is behind us. Coming up on February here. There's a lot of snow here on in, but I got to ask, where's your 7 call from?
I live in St. Ignace. Just heading down to Sheboygan for a doctor's appointment. Roads aren't too bad, though.
Okay. All right. St. Ignace going for Sheboygan. Where did you get your 7 call from?
Well, it's a vanity call. My original license was from Port Angeles. It was Kilo Bravo 7 Uniform Tango Charlie, and I just couldn't wrap my head around the new call sign that they gave me, so I got a vanity call.
Oh yeah, there you go. Well, I had a 7 call too a long time ago, and got licensed when we lived in Montana, but when the vanity program came out, I grabbed my dad.
Oh, that's cool. I figure Oscar Lima Delta fit myself, so it came out good.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, I wish you a good trip on Independence. I'm getting close to home, so I'll say have a good day. And, hope for maybe a little patch of blue sky and sunshine. KHWQK.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You have a great day yourself. Kilo Bravo 7, Oscar Lima Delta. We're listening.
Anybody driving around at Petoskey, there's a semi-truck potentially on fire. There's smoke everywhere. It smells like plastic. I'm not entirely sure where it's at. Oh, never mind. I found it. It's right on 31 here, near Bayview. I probably wouldn't go by here. And it's a tanker truck. That's even better.
KB7OLD, can I get a signal report?
KB8F, KB8FK on DMR. I can hear your radio.
KF8ENF.
Yeah, Bracken Station, go ahead. Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike, Quebec.
Hey, good evening. KF8ENF from Harbor Springs.
Okay, Harbor Springs. You got John over here in Lewiston, Michigan. And we got a little bit of dirt right now, so we might not have school in the morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, John. My name's Bentley. Yeah, we had just like a little bit of a mist going on up here today. I haven't been out since about lunchtime when I took a good little walk around. But, yeah, we'll see what happens up here.
Well, I did get to 40 degrees. a little bit of water and stuff was dripping off the top of the house, so I was a little bit happy with that. But I guess we're going to start getting some more warm ones. Couple more days to see what happens after that.
Well, I'll take it. After that couple weeks we had of sub-zero temperatures, that was plenty of cold winter for me.
Yeah, I don't get on this thing much. I sit and listen because this thing's what all around the whole United States or over Michigan. And I just don't get the call signs and who and what, when and where they are. But I sit and listen to some of the nets and stuff, trying to get, figure it all out. Maybe we'll get into it because this used to be our repeater down here. But it never got around like it goes right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of nice having things linked together in the northwest tip of the mitt like it is. Gives you a lot of reach if you're traveling around the area.
Well, that's one thing I like about Echolink. You can just leave it on one channel, like right here. As long as I got internet all the way down to Detroit and back, I don't have to worry about flipping channels and doing this and doing that, since I don't have one in my wife's rigged car. We don't have any room in that little journey to put a radio, so we figured we'd just use the Echolink. Kilo, Charlie, Mike, Quebec.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different technologies out there to make all of this stuff work a little bit easier, a little bit better, and each one has their quirks, isn't that for sure? KF8ENF.
Well, I'm dragging along here a little bit just in case somebody that knows you might want to pop in there. So I don't want to be stepping on because I know there's a lot of different ones connected to this.
Okay, Bentley doesn't have many friends.
Just ones in low places. Thank you, John. Very nice to meet you and good talking to you. You have a great evening. KF8ENF. Hello there, Ron.
Hello there, Bentley. I'm in and out. I was pulling up for a 6 o'clock meeting. Just wanted to say hi. Echolink. Makes my skin crawl.
I was just playing on D-Star a little bit before I jumped back over here to the analog FM.
Yeah, the only mode that I don't have. Who was the other station?
John from Lewiston, Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec.
Oh, yeah. Hello, John. You were talking to Rodney yesterday when I popped in and interrupted, but I got a bail. I'm where I need to be. I will catch up with you guys later. W8RPM.
That's a new recent record, Ron, twice in a week. Hope you're having a great day. We'll catch you later. KF8ENF. KF8ENF.
K8DAT. All right.
Man, that's...
All right, so that's what I was telling you about is 145.310. And it has a tone of 131.8.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Drake. KF8ENF.
What are you guys trying to figure out here?
My man Chris over here is telling me about a new repeater that's up in the area, and he was giving me the frequency and the tone on it. Chris, go ahead and fill in Drake N8DMH on what you know about this thing.
You're talking about the 3-1. We put that one up in Mackinac City. I know about that one.
That is the one.
Yeah, that's on the MI2 Central Michigan Network. So when you go into that one, you're going to a whole bunch of stuff downstate. And the 444-600? Yeah, 444-600 with a 151.4 PL is the UHF version of that network, too.
Drake, is that also at the same site, or are you referring to the UHF stuff that you put up in Levering recently?
The UHF is in Levering. The 3-1 is in Mackinac City. It's on the north side of the tower, so it doesn't cover as good as the 145.11. If you can hear the 1-1 full scale, you can probably get into the 3-1. But do keep that in mind. It's on the north side of the tower.
Yeah, no, Bentley, and I know where I'm at. I can get into the 1-1 just fine. I can get into the 310 just fine, and the that 444-600 also.
Yeah, I got into Levering UHF the other day just randomly trying it and made contact with somebody that called me back, but I wasn't able to keep a conversation with them. I lost it as quickly as I got it.
Actually, that the 444-600, just for your own kind of reference, a lot of the same people that used to be on the GMRS MI81 out of Sheboygan and that system, it's a lot of the same people on that repeater.
Well, that makes sense. They've already got the gear for UHF, so it's a pretty easy transition.
So has Josh reached out to you at all about your antenna offer at all?
No, and I've offered it up to him like two or three times. And I was talking to Drake about him the other day, telling him to keep an ear out for him on the air. He's a new ham and a good buddy of ours. And Drake said he's even got some old commercial equipment that he might be able to offer him.
Well, next time I run across him, I will pass that information on, too. I know he was, I think it was last night, he was going to sit down and kind of figure out what direction he wanted to go and as far as equipment and antennas he was going to look at.
Yeah, I think he probably just needs to take on some of the offers of other gear that have been made to him and then figure out exactly what he wants and just buy once, cry once.
Yep, I agree. However, knowing Josh like I do, he's going to go out and spend some money, and then he'll, after he spends that money, he'll have all that stuff in the corner, and then he'll figure out that some people had some good ideas for him.
Seeing this happen over and over again with so many different things.
Yeah, and I've been guilty of that myself.
Haven't we all?
Well, my friend, I think I'm going to go out and I got to bring some wood into the house to keep the old firebox going. But thanks for coming back to me and chatting. I always enjoy it. Always a highlight of my day. And you take care of yourself. If you got to go anywhere, be safe on those roads out there.
Yeah, will do, man. Take care. Good catching you out there tonight. I'll look forward to the next time. Drake, if you're still out there, 73, thanks for jumping in. KF8, BNF.
Yes, thanks, Drake. We appreciate the input. Always a pleasure to hear from somebody that knows more than I do, which is everybody. But thank you. You guys have a great evening. 73, K8, VAT.